Why? It went to our sexuality.
The podcast, we talk about our sexuality, the LGBTI plus issue, and then so much more. Before we start this episode, we want to hear from your hookup stories, dating stories, and so much more. You can email us at tanyajermaine@gmail.com. Then we also have a Patreon where you can see a lot of exclusive stuff. We have the Tic Tac Crew for $5, the Slim Thick for $20, $10, and the VIP Plus for $20. Once again, the Slim Thick is for 10, and the VIP Plus is for 20. Those are for our people that you can call us and talk about us. So, all of that, you can search us at The Our Sexuality on Patreon. I'm Jermaine Galindo.
I'm Tyron Simon.
And we get to discuss fitness today. I'm so excited. So, we both have a lot of wellness. We're 2 tons of fun, the male version. How do you feel about fitness?
Well, you know, as someone who was a former athlete in high school.
You're an athlete?
We talked about this.
No. One person.
How?
What did you do for?
Okay. So, for those who do not know, and I thought I brought it up on Cloudcast, when I was in high school, I was a wrestler. I wrestled from my freshman year till my junior year. I was in the heavyweight class, of course. I got injured every single year. Every single year.
Oh no.
That I wrestled. And then by my senior year, I was like, okay, I don't have the same passion that I used to have for the sport.
Mm-hmm.
Wrestling is one of the hardest sports that you can do.
It is?
In high school. Yep.
I do think it's a very interactive
and very
sport.
Physical. Yes.
And it's also a lot of bulimic. It's a lot of. I'll get to that. But I find it very interesting because it's naturally weird to say this. If you're like sexually curious about males or the male species, I would watch like a match because most of them don't wear like jock straps, and so they also get very hard.
Listen, when I was a wrestler, I would never wear underwear under my singlet because I used to wear fucking boxers. Not boxer briefs, fucking boxers. And they would get bunched up and it was uncomfortable. So I'd start freeballing it.
Yeah, most people do.
And
you can just see the whole bulge.
Well, see, I wasn't...
As an adult, don't do this, but if you're 14 and 16 to 18, oh, well, no, 14 to 17, have fun.
I mean, or you can just watch grown men wrestle because... Wrestling is an Olympic sport.
But, like, the physical, like, the national sport wrestling, mm-hmm. not the actors. I mean, not the WWE.
No, yeah.
Because that won't show you anything.
I just said Olympic sport.
The Olympic version, yes. The other one will piss you off. And there's no sexual awakening there.
I mean, some of them do got big butts. But anyway.
But as far as fitness.
But as far as fitness... And just going back to, like I said, I was a wrestler.
Mm-hmm.
I was actually overweight when I first started. So I had to lose about 15 pounds when I started. And it was quite easy because, you know, I wasn't used to having that sort of physical level of exercise every day. Because mm-hmm. it was a very physical thing because you're, like I said, wrestling people, you're learning new moves. You're doing all kinds of things. So, yeah, like I said, it was considered one of the hardest scholastic sport to do. So, like I said, the weight came off very, very fast for me.
Mm-hmm.
But, with that, especially how it was back in the day, they had just banned the whole sweatsuit thing. And I mean by that, like, there would be like these insulated like tin
I know what you're talking about. People still sell them. Go ahead.
Yeah. No, but what wrestlers used to do is
get through the weight to reduce the right weight.
Yeah. Not quite. So basically, they would just exercise in it like all day long, just sweat off the pounds, mm-hmm. and so those became banned because obviously that was not healthy for people to do. So then what what was the trend was not really bulimia, but more of just not eating or just like
just bulimics.
No.
Okay, so anorexia bulimia has a very okay.
So bulimia is throwing up.
Okay, so I call it anorexia and bulimia, and I call it bulimia because it sounds cuter. Actually, think about it. So anorexic people do things. So you just gave it more of an anorexic thing. So there's a new thing called like what is it? Intermittent.
Mm-hmm.
Intermittent fasting. So that is the new thing where you don't eat at certain periods of time. So that fasting is not what wrestlers were doing. They would choose the day of the weight and they're like, oh my God, 4 ounces over. So, okay, I can't eat this. I have to work out. I got to go do like one more lap, two more laps, three more laps so I can get to a certain weight so I can be in my weight class. So it causes a disorder. There is a strong disorder that a weight loss, so you look at your weight and have a disorder. So it's kind of like how girls, if you are, most girls that dance, like ballerinas and stuff like that, they have a strong, like anorexic and bulimic kind of natural things that happens to them. Because
yeah,
like,
well, I'm the one that actually went through this. So.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, no, so let me
okay,
take
but
over.
The whole thing, I know the science
yeah,
of it.
Yeah, I know what you're saying. But like I said, as someone who's been through it,
yeah.
Like I said, so for because it's different for every person. So for me, it was more of like I said, making sure I was never above weight because, well, they don't do this now. But if you were overweight, then you either had to exercise the pounds off or actually take all your fucking clothes off, which was demeaning, and weigh in naked, which I had to do once, and I felt terrible because I was not, especially when I was like 14, because I was like not comfortable with my body mm-hmm. still. So for that was very
traumatic,
not traumatic, but felt degrading for me because, like I said, I never had got naked in front of people, and now I'm naked in front of I'm 14. Okay. I'm naked in front of the coaches, all my team, and the fucking host team. So yeah, that was pretty traumatic for me. So but then once I got to a point where I knew how to eat stuff and manage my weight, it just it was not eating properly because, like I said, I would only eat a certain amount of stuff and then I would work out and just work out. And like a lot of guys, I don't even know if this helped, but they would like chew gum all day instead of eat.
Yeah,
and then carry around this, like for instance, like this bottle full of spit, just spitting it all day.
Yeah, it gets all your saliva out of you.
So,
Okay, ask me the question next.
I'm not done.
Okay.
You talk a lot uninterrupted, so I'm going to talk a lot uninterrupted. Okay? All right. So, for me, like I said, it took a while to even classify myself as having a disorder because for me, it was just doing what I need to do. It was actually years afterward. I was like, oh my God, I literally had eating disorder and did not know. So,
what did I just say?
No, but I'm saying for my journey, because
I'm not saying, yeah. Okay, so it's just shutting me out this whole time. It's annoying. Okay, so I'm saying it's weird what I discussed. What I'm saying is wrestlers have the same parallel with women. And it's the same thing what happened with wrestlers, it happens with women, that they have to weigh in. They don't just weigh in, but they also get told, if you're smaller, we'll see more. Just like models. A lot of times they wear smaller stuff because of that same reason. You shut me down, and you said, well, let me tell my story. And I was like, yeah, cool, cool,
because
cool.
But I'm just, you weren't letting me tell my story.
And the weirdest thing is that I'm just saying a general statement, because the weirdest thing is, when I lost weight the first time at 25 to 26, 27, I gained a complex, and I understood how my complex came. So, I wanted to change. Well, I'm sorry, we're going back to me and you. But what I'm saying to you, first and foremost, is some people don't naturally see the complex. So, like, your complex that happened to you was because of the sport. So, mm-hmm. You wanted to do the sport, you wanted to be in the game, you saw multiple people doing the same thing, so you don't acknowledge the things that's happening, right?
Right.
So, that happens a lot, and then you get older, or, like, there's movies that, you know, show it. There's a movie that happened recently with someone rolling. I forgot his name. I think J.K. Rowling.
Oh, no, she's trash.
No, that's Rowling.
Oh, okay.
So, the one that's on This Is Us, the black guy, he has a movie as a coach, and he has a son, mm-hmm. and he's wrestling, and you see all of that. So, it's a very weird thing to see it, but it's a black story. It's a black man's story of it, and
it's very up and down, so.
It's not just up and down, but it's just, it's very jarring what happens with teens. So, we didn't discuss this on the episode. Something that recently just happened to our, something happened in our city. But teenagers go up and down with weight. My weight goes up and down. My weight will always go up and down, like, around the summertime. Like, my 14 to 18, I lost weight every year because of school. And then I gained weight probably because of the winter. And then I lost weight because of going back to school. Because Carver had steps. We walked around that bitch a lot. And then my last year, I had gym. That's my last thing.
Well, have you been in Reagan? It's nothing but walking. But yeah.
What I'm saying is, like, so, well, you just mentioned your school. So, you know what says it. So.
Well, I mean, we're talking about schools.
So. For, like, particular, my particular, like, my weight loss journey didn't start until, like, I was 25. When I was like, I want to change. I lost weight different than most because I enjoyed it. I had to build a lot of things at the same time. I'm very Aries. I didn't know that Aries do this, but we like to add on a lot to our lives. So I was probably super depressed, and I didn't like seeing myself in the photos, and I didn't like my weight, and I wanted to change my hairstyle. My hair used to be fully straight, permed, and just laid down straight and all that kind of stuff. And then my aunt gave me a bad cut. So my natural hair journey came along with my weight loss journey. And then my self-confidence came along with all of this, because I had lost weight and I had to take a picture of myself every single day. Just one photo, had to do it. So I building my confidence to keep showing who I am as a person. Me now losing weight is not me at 25. So I sort of, like, around, I would say, 3 to 4 months in of working out, I would weigh myself 2 to 3 times on the scale, which isn't good, but it's also honest.
No. The scale is the worst part of it.
And you have to look at the scale as, like, the things that are different. So, like, in particular, I got a trainer. My trainer did help me the most. And I will say, I do recommend certain trainers. I don't recommend the facility trainer sometimes, because they may help you, may not help you. But I lost weight gradually within a year easily. And I looked really, really amazing. So 26 me to 25 me, I looked like a whole different person. And it took 2 years to get on my way back. But that was because I went from, like, working out excessively, walking, going to the gym, going hardcore, doing dailies, doing everything in the world. I watched what I ate. I was probably mostly miserable, but not really. It's just I probably didn't have a life. So when you work third shift and you just go to, like, a morning walk, go to sleep, wake up, go to the gym, go back to sleep, go to work, and that's all you do. I watch TV and that's it. That's all I did all every single day. Day in, day out, day in, day out, day in, day out, day out. So I was like a machine. Whereas now, my weight loss journey the last year has changed because I'm enjoying who I am as a person. And I'm also allowing myself to be me. So I do a lot now. I do a lot again. I got comedy. I have improv. I have stand-up improv. This podcast. My real life. Our relationships with people. Friendships. And working out. So all that's now combined. How do you feel about like the fitness now compared to then?
Like I was saying, like, for me, it was always about the scale.
Mm-hmm.
Because what it does is it makes you, because you know your weight class. You know you have to be this certain amount. So it makes you hyper-focused on the scale. So now, I'm no longer obsessed with that scale. So I've had to untrain my mind to, okay, it's not about what's about the scale. What are you doing to try to make yourself more healthy? Because, like I said, the scale can say one thing, but I was not healthy that way. So what I started doing was just going to the gym, watching what I eat, okay, so for instance, I just had several packs of Oreos. So tomorrow, I probably won't have anything sweet. So, doing things in moderation as opposed to just putting my body through the ringer and then trying to lose as much weight as possible. Yes. So I can look at a scale.
Yeah. That's an eating. That's an eating habit there. So I will say that the scale is helpful and also hurtful. It's how you look at a scale. So like I get on a scale, it's still 2 or 3 times a day, but that's so I'm knowing my progress. So say for instance, I don't have a normal eating schedule because I work third shift. And also, what I do is comedy. I'm not naturally hungry most of the time during the day. If I eat, it's because I need fuel. That's mostly it. Or I'm like, okay, I haven't eaten in a minute. I'm really starving. Like, after this, I'm going to probably eat most of but like, maybe Bojangles. So, it's in a minute.
You and the damn Bojangles. Anyway.
So, what I'm saying is, every person is different. So, like, my weight loss then was different because I chose to eat clean. Eating clean is a beautiful process, and it's also really hard to do.
Yes.
Eating clean means you don't eat anything frozen, and you have to prepare your own meals. And you have to have a vegetable every meal, and you have to try your best not to have any, like, bread. And that's no breaded anything. And you let go of soda in the process. And you just mostly just drink water.
Wait, do you drink soda?
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot because I had soda yesterday. So for me, I try to drink either water
or juice.
So
like, we both have different pigment things. So like, you may drink soda out of like, you know, out of boredom.
Yeah.
But like, it affects maybe your skin sometimes or some people. I'm just saying in general because this happens with some people.
No, I also had to stop because, like, I was drinking soda so much, especially when I came out of college. I just had bad acid reflux,
mm-hmm.
And it got to the point where I was like, I have to calm this down because my stomach is just out of whack.
So, like, for me, soda isn't a problem. Yeah, it's an addiction. I love soda. Yeah. So.
Yes, Mr. Dr. Pepper over here.
That's it.
I've seen you watching
the sodas that you've seen me drink. I drink normally. My favorite drink of choice is Cherry Coke. I like the Cherry Coke. My mom buys a lot of Dr. Diet Pepper, so they're delicious. They're really crispy, and I like anything mostly in the Mountain Dew family. But if a while, if I have to drink a soda and I taste the sugar, then I'll stop. So, like, a lot of it's not great. But you can taste it. Now, once I lost the weight, it's hard to add stuff back. So, like, me and bread, I don't stop bread like I used to.
Well, I'll say for me, like, with the soda, especially just having that fresh bottle of soda, I like the burn. You know, like, it has that little burn when you first,
That's why, Coca-Cola has stronger knock than, like, Pepsi has, it's there, but, like, not the pepper's really good. My favorite, soda is, RC Cola. I drink, but people don't have that around no more. People are like, what's RC Cola? Cheer one. Oh, sorry.
No, you're fine. But, yeah.
I have my shoes on. So, it's weird. Recently, I've been working out with my sister. So, she ate the wrong food, and then she kind of caused a little bit of a calamity. A strong calamity to the point where she was like, I have issues. And I was like, yeah. She had a TGI Friday frozen dinner, and it made her swell.
Oh, I literally had to stop the frozen dinners because in college,
I eat frozen dinner from time to time. I also know what they're about. So, like, most of my frozen dinner of choice is, like, Stouffer's. So, like, the Stouffer's design is really good. And for me, what I like personally is, like, chicken pesto, chicken linguine with pesto. It's really good. I don't like getting broccoli.
But, yeah, but those TV dinners, especially all that sodium, especially, mm-hmm. like, back in college, that is how I gained a lot of my weight back mm-hmm. because... No, being broke and then being lazy, not wanting to cook.
So, yeah, it's weird to tell people this. Weight loss, it's very expensive, but, like, buying the food for your loss is a bitch.
Yeah.
So, eating healthy costs way more than people think. And say if we truly ate healthy, we would have to go to the farmer's market every week and buy our food from there.
Well, actually, for me, there was a point where the only meat I would eat is either fish or chicken.
Mm.
And I could tell I was losing the weight. And people would comment, be like, Ty, you're losing weight, blah, blah, blah. I was like, okay, thank you. But, like, for me, I wasn't even self-consciously doing it. It was just that is what I wanted to eat, either fish or chicken.
Fish and chicken, right? So, let's take a break, Mr. Fish and Chicken, and we'll discuss more.
And we're back.
Yes, we're back. We were discussing foods. So, eating clean was a thing for me. I'm not gonna lie. I'm on my, like, eating when I want to. So, for right now, I'm enjoying life until maybe mid-September. Or, like, after I go to this one particular trip I'm supposed to be going on. I do think that you should figure out a kind of a way to have meals and do maybe meal replacement for protein. Depends on which kind of workouts you're doing. There was someone that I work at, and he asked for a particular, like, bulk up for milk. And I was like, oh, we don't sell this. He was like, what? And I was like, we don't sell this. He was really cute. But moral story is, find out what you want to do and find out kind of like the fitness goals you have. Also realize I'm on a weight loss journey. So the journey means there's ups and downs. I gain, I lose. Sometimes on weekends, I gain some weight. During the week, I mostly lose. Do I maintain my weight? Shockingly, yes. More and more this next year, I will probably be at my goal by my birthday.
So what's your goal?
My goal?
Mm-hmm.
To feel happy.
Okay.
So, I don't look at my weight as a goal. I do 5-pound goals. I do, like, at the whatever weight I am now.
Well, that's why I asked, because...
So, like, that's not a... Because I look good. I look great as I am. I love all of me.
Yeah, because...
At my heaviest, I look good.
Because... No, the reason why I asked that, because for me, for the longest time,
mm-hmm.
it was all about a number on the scale.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to ask you that because I want to make sure that you're not just looking for a certain number on the scale.
No, it's a weird thing to tell people, like, so I don't fully like doctors that ever say, hey, you're obese. Those are not the right doctors for you. You have to find your doctor. It's weird to tell people you have to find your doctor because some people will not be small naturally.
Right.
And if your metabolism isn't as strong as others, why do I have to now take medication to make my metabolism as strong as others? Now you want me to take pills so you can get paid. Why are we doing this? So now I gotta be regulated on pills because it's to see you more. That's making you have money. No. Tell me another way. Say, hey, you can eat these fruits and vegetables. Or, hey, if you eat salad in the beginning of the day, your body will naturally want to digest this faster. Something. Tell me that. Watch Dr. Oz. Do those type of things. But for myself, I am okay with my weight loss journey. I am going to be having I will have my friend to help train me. And I will have my sister as well being trained so we can get to our goals as soon as we can. But my birthday is not until April. And truly, I'm just doing this for myself. My partner, the people I've ever slept with never said nothing about my weight.
Right.
There are some people that do not want to sleep with me because of my weight, and that's not my problem. That's not their
Right.
ministry. That's their attraction. If you're attracted to someone smaller, that's your thing. I respect it. If I'm attracted to someone I'm attracted to, that's how it goes. Now, do I want to lose weight looking for certain sexual positions? Yes. I don't know how to ride a dick.
Listen, I mean, personally, I've never had. Like, because people like to say, oh, well, big people, they don't go on as many dates. They don't get. I've never had any problem getting ass in my life.
So I gather that, but also don't forget, like, the people that you've gone out with are older. So they're more comfortable with who they are as people. And younger dudes, the Gen Z of the world,
Oh, younger dudes too. People my
that's
age,
what I'm
yeah.
saying is the younger dudes now are more into bigger dudes because of, I would say Lizzo, but they know where it's at. Thick guys have came into play as we are sex symbols again. We've always had Ruben Studdard. We've also had like Joe LaVert. We're both black. I'm just saying those two people mainly. Like the OJs. Anyone else that's bad?
OJ Simpson.
No, the OJs.
Oh.
Because Eddie LaVert is
Oh.
Joe
Okay.
LaVert's dad.
Okay.
No, the OJs, the songs.
I was about to say,
No, no, no.
don't bring him into
I
this.
don't no.
But we'll
But
talk
what I'm
about
saying
him.
is, so like sex symbols help. Like, say for instance, we had Fat Joe, then he lost weight. We had
DJ Khaled.
no, we don't count him because he don't be eating. He don't eat the puss. I don't like that.
What are you talking
He don't eat the
about?
puss.
Okay, a lot of people don't eat the puss.
I don't broadcast that. This is to anyone that's LGBTQ plus. If you want someone to slob the knob, you should eat the groceries, or you should slob the knob, or you should eat the puss.
Okay, I don't suck dick, so
But do you eat ass?
if you've been in my bedroom, you know what's up. But anyway.
I have not. So, moral story is, yeah,
I
that was a car. I think you're trying to, yeah, car,
but I
bedroom.
did, but I did,
But I mean,
but I
the story
did.
is. What I'm saying to everyone else out there, if you want to have good foreplay, as physical people, you should know that you should go down on people both ways. Both ways. And I get that you're young. Everyone that's young just want head, or they just want to be ate. You know, a lot of people do not want to have sex.
Okay. So, this is a public service announcement. If you hit me up, talk about something you only want oral, you will be blocked. So, yeah.
Okay. All right. So that's the thing.
Don't be hitting people up talking about you only want oral. Now, if y'all both into that, that's the
I mean,
thing.
there's nothing wrong with it.
But.
I'm not gonna lie, for a while I was doing only oral. And there are times that I would rather do oral than like let someone get up in me. I won't lie to a soul. The only person I want to get inside me is a person. You may want to be like, new dick. Personally speaking, nah, can't do all that. So, as far as this, the weight loss journey does take time. So, I will say, learn who you are in the process. So, if you look at yourself in the mirror, if you like what you see, cool. But do you breathe heavy? If that's a yes, then you have to learn to go on a walk.
Right.
15 minutes for 2 weeks and then do a 30-minute walk every day until you're like, and then if you can, increase. Because that's why I've always recommended to people. You can do anything else, but go outside for 30 minutes a day. It will help you. And if you continue to walk, ooh, you are doing light loads.
Well, here's what I say. Love yourself at any weight, but if your weight is impacting your health, then it is time for you to decide if you want to do something about it, or are you willing to accept the fact that your life may be shorter because of your health.
I won't say that. So, there's a difference. We have people that's from my 600-pound life. They exist. We have people that are naturally fat, but we also have people that are trying to get the lab band. So, like, I have a cousin and I have an uncle that both had got the lab band. I didn't know this, but my cousin, she lost too much weight for fast, and then that didn't work out for her. And then she got pregnant, so this is her story. And now she got, like, a different version of it, so she's losing weight again. Mm-hmm. My uncle, he was big. Mm-hmm. So, it didn't work. I think because he was drinking and shit, but I don't know. So,
well, they tell you not to drink alcohol.
But what I'm saying is, like, something went wrong. He lost the weight. He was losing the weight. And then it just ballooned. I don't know. It was like a boom. And I was like, what the fuck? Damn. So, one of my person in my family is considering it. And I also was like, but you're losing weight naturally. You will lose the weight on your own. What do you think? You may not. Women deal with things way different than men. So, to anyone that's under the umbrella of the LGBT plus that identifies as a woman, it may be harder for you to lose weight. We are both men. So, like, it's weird to say this. If we cut out certain things, or say if me and Tyron both got on, like, a same, like, eating schedule, we would lose 10 pounds on our eating schedules alone.
And well, that's then, just your next. Men have easier time losing weight than women do.
That's what I'm saying. Cause, like, women, you swell because of, you know, your period. And, like, you also are very hormonal. So, and then you naturally just carry weight. You also have two things that's in front of you that is that ass weight, too.
Well, people who have the biological women organs, their bodies are designed to carry weight because of childbirth. So, yeah.
So, that's what I'm saying. So, like, I always will tell people it's hard to lose weight for any individual. Because my body is always sore. Like, right now, if I got up, I'd be in pain. Tonight, I got to perform. I'm going to be good because once I get up there, I'm going to do what I got to do. I'm going to make sure I got my laughs. I'm going to make sure I do what I got to do. It is hard to lose weight or go to the gym every single day. That's what I'm doing. Or I have maybe 1 day off, 2 days off, max, a week. So going to a weight loss journey for yourself, you should try 4 days or 5 days. If you do 7 days like me, you understand my pain. But what I'm saying to you is give yourself time to like the gym and figure out these machines. Learn the machines. If you can, do some physical things at home like jumping jacks, squats, lifts, you know, all those things.
Yeah, but I also want to say, it's important that you take it easy too, because there is a certain thing as over exercising. So I had to stop. No, it's a thing. I had to stop exercising for a while because I injured my sternum. I pulled a muscle in my sternum, and for a while I could not work out because of that injury. So
yeah, that happens. What I'm saying, too, is, like, I do mostly cardio. And for my cardio to, when I start my dailies back, around this next week, I'll have my dailies started. So, like, my dailies is Jamba Juice. Squats. Hold on, let me get my phone on my bed. So, I've created something where I do, like, every single day while I work out. And it gets, it makes your body naturally form, too. So, it works out your core. Most of the things I want to discuss works out your core. And when something works out your core, it helps you kind of, like, mold your body. So, that's why I've done that. Jamba Juice is, like, a fave. Because it kind of does almost all of it in one. Squats, arm to knee. Like you, like, boom, boom, that down. So that, and here it is. So, it's the treadmill. I saw, like, say, if, this was a few months ago. So, I did the treadmill for, like, 5 to 30 minutes. Then I go with the Jumper Jacks, then squats. And I do three different sets. 20, 20, 30. Then I do arm to knee, then I do lunges. Then I do sit up and crunches, and then I do planks. I do one plank and call it a day. Then I added like front lifts and back lifts, so it like helps your back and helps your front, just, you know, level up the man boobies.
Well, also I'd like to point out, like, there's also different ways that you can work out. If you're not a type of person who likes to get in the gym.
You can also go to the park. I was at a park for a minute.
You can also go to the park. You can also sign up for, like, if you want to learn how to dance. I'm thinking about this myself. I would like to learn how to dance because I don't really have dancing skills. Well, I'm not just going to say...
Details.
Bitch. Anyway.
I saw it. I'm so
cool. No problem. You did not see me dance. You did not see
your dance.
When? Exactly. But anyway, but anyway, so I would like to learn how to dance. I would like to eventually level it up to pole dancing.
Pole dancing?
Yeah, I think pole dancing is cool.
That sounds like fun for you. Yeah. Not us.
But also, if you're not into dancing...
I will say pole dancing before we like jump it. Yeah. Pole dancing is very
physical. Yeah.
And it also helps you understand your weight. So like it helps your core. It helps so much. It's a lot. Ooh, you look you gonna have fun.
Yeah.
You may get up at that pole. You've been watching what did you watch the show? On Starz? P Valley?
No. But he just dropped his phone and everything. He's made so dramatic. But also, like I say, if you're not, yeah, I was about to say that. If you're not into that, you can do swimming. You can do hiking. You can do. There's so many things you can do. You do not have to go to a gym if you, that's not your thing.
It's not your ministry.
Yeah.
Some people, it's easier to go to a gym. So like, for myself, the gym I wanted to go back to, their hours that fluctuate. So, like, I would rather go back to there because they have a pool. I do need, I want to learn how to swim. That's the reason I want to go back.
Me too. I knew I need to learn how to swim.
So, particularly the gym I go to now, is great because at least there's 2 to 3 locations I can go to easily. And it's a welcoming environment. It wasn't when I first started. Someone I formerly worked with was there, and I just felt cold from them. So, when you don't feel welcome, it does not make you want to stay. So, the gym that I was going to, I once was going to before COVID occurred, was a more Black prominent gym. And you felt safer, and they felt seen, and you felt like, you know, known. That helps with the weight loss journey. But if your weight loss journey or your fitness journey, I don't know what we're going to call this, get on a path where you're with other people or feel encouraged. So, like, what my biggest issue was when I lost all the weight was that you look so damn skinny, like you did drugs. Oh my gosh, you're fucking small. And it's like, huh, when I lose weight, damn, you gonna eat all that? So, it's fucked up. I mean, part of the reason why I gained weight because I didn't like the male gaze. It's really funny.
You don't like the what?
Male gaze.
What do you mean?
So, like...
Are people just stare at you and shit?
Something like that. It's weird. Sometimes you be like, ooh, looking at me. Yeah. And I don't know. I don't need all that polarizing moments. Like, I'm a very... Now, me now, compared to me at 24, 20, me at 26, didn't like... At, like, me at 31, I'm like, all right, I got the attention. I'm down. But I'm also backed up with my comedy. I know I have more of a warehouse of a personality than, like, not understanding why people look at me the way they did.
Well,
or, like, say if I take off first, like...
Well,
the thing is, you can take your shirt off at, like, Instagram, mm-hmm. and you get, like, 100, 200 likes.
Mm-hmm.
That always annoyed me, because it was like, huh. So you just want to fuck me?
No, but look, I'm not going to lie. Like, when I used to be at a different location, like, there was this dude, for mm-hmm. whatever reason, every weekend, I'll go to the gym at a certain time, he would always be there. He always stared at me. Oh. And
it didn't... Was it a sexual manner?
I don't know what the dude's problem was, but I would get up and move to different spots. And somehow, I would always feel like somebody's staring at me. And we would always lock eyes. And I was like, dude.
Was he chubby or small?
No, this was... He was like an average-sized guy. And I was like...
Oh, he probably wanted to be. He probably was your friend. He just didn't know it.
And then fucking say something. Don't just stare at me. No. Don't just fucking stare at me.
The weirdest thing
say
is,
something.
That happens from time to time, too. I will say, like, there are a lot of things that happen, like, say in gym stuff that you can't discuss because that's too personal. But, like, there are a lot of attractive people. So, like, my sister has agoraphobia.
Mm-hmm.
And... I get it, then I don't, because, like, I'm already confident of it, and I just live my life. If you look at me weird, that's you.
That's your problem.
That's your problem, and also, like, I ruined your day.
Exactly.
I made your day.
Yeah, my body elicited such a response from you that you feel like you had to acknowledge it. Exactly. I would think about it. Exactly.
So, like, thank you. I'm powerful. Who knew?
Yeah.
So... At the gym I was going to for the longest time, there were always those type of hard bodies, stuff like that. The issue I do face a lot was, you don't know the age of people.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, you're like, ooh, look at them. And then you'd be like, oh, shit, how old is this child? Oh, my God, please be 20. And, like, that's a thing? Because, like, it's gross, but, like, now that school's back in session, oh, all bets are off. Everyone's at age. Thank God.
No, but, like, I mean,
except one, the one that's up here, you screwed.
Yeah, but like, I don't know. I guess looking back at it now, maybe I wish I would have talked to him.
Yeah, because he was trying to be a friend.
But that, I mean, at that point, you always staring at me. That just creeped me out.
He probably wanted to. You probably did.
No, that just creeped me out. I didn't want to talk to you after that because why the fuck you keep staring? That's creepy. No. But yeah.
No, it's not.
For me, it was.
It's creepy, yes. I will say this for anyone that's on a relationship journey. Talk to a doctor, but figure out your doctor. If you are comfortable in your size and your shape, and you just want to, like, feel better in your skin, do what we recommend. But it does take time to learn who you are as a person. So, like, I'm 31, Tyra's 26. We are more live-in adults now than we were, like, say, when 14 through 18 self. That was more like a chaotic period. And then he also added all this pressure to being all this group setting. My crazy ass in my early 20s was trying my best to lose weight. I lost weight then. It wasn't like this. 25 was more of a turning point, and I was like, I'll never do this again. And then depression happened. It's a thing. So... Me losing weight now is more like, I know who I am as a person. I know how I can go fast. I go hardcore. I can build this body. And I was shocked the day. I was like, oh, okay. Look at this. Oh, shit. We got some form. All right. We okay. We here. I see us. But the confidence I'm taking this time right now, do that every day. Because... Whatever you weigh right now, doesn't fucking matter. Don't look at that goddamn scale. That scale don't mean shit. If you want to get powerful, you do what you do every single day. You have to be powerful within self. Because regardless of your life, you are in control. You lead. Don't forget that you are a leader. You matter first and last. Because you wake up, it's you. You go to sleep, it's you. So the weight loss journey does go up and down. I did something for the first time. I pierced my ears out of memory. So I was like, my ears are pierced. We are going to do this. We are committed. And for everyone out there, like, just remember how it feels when you work out. If you feel good after a workout, yay. If you feel like you're in pain, you need to go to a doctor.
I mean, also, it's finding out how to work out, because you can also work out improperly.
True.
So
it's good to have a trainer to at least have a... It's best to have sign up for like 3 sessions to a trainer.
Yeah. Because that... Honestly, I feel like that's how my sternum injury happened, because I was working out improperly. And unfortunately, it took that... Because of that, I had to take months off to heal. But now that...
You're back now.
Now that I'm back, like, I don't have to work out. That was another thing, especially with COVID. That's why I was not going to the gym, honestly, because I have asthma. I don't need to work out in a mask.
Right now, we're dealing with the variant. So I am happy the gym is allowing you to wear a mask, and you take it out at a machine, and you just put it back on, and then you just put it back on. I like that. I'm so glad they did that. It is a... We are in a harsh time, so if your weight gain is because of COVID, allow yourself to embrace that you have a new body. Fitness is funny, but also comfort for yourself needs to happen. This is to anyone that's like in your younger years, you gain a weight, but you make it burn it faster than anyone else. If you are like, I say 22, and naturally you are like smaller, you'll probably just get back to the same habits. But if you're getting into your, like, mid-30s or, like, late 20s, your metabolism is, like...
No, well, actually, like, once you hit, like, those early 20s, that's how people gain more weight, because they're still eating like they're a teenager, and their metabolism is saying, not a teenager no more.
So, like, a lot does change. So, COVID has made people stop and not do nothing most of the days. Whereas in your 20s, if you're a go-getter, you probably never stop. And mid-30s, people get settled in certain things. Like, it's more just gatherings than like, ooh, we're going to a party. We're going to go here. A lot of people don't do that anymore.
So with that, thank you for listening to another episode of... The Art of Sexuality. So you can find, if you like to reach out to us, you can find us on Instagram at the Art of Sexuality Pod. Yes, you can find us individually at Jermaine Glando, at Mr. Chef Ty. Yes. You can also contact us with an email.
TyandJermaine@gmail.com.
Please send us your hookup stories, your stories about coming out. We would love to hear them.
Yeah. And don't forget, we have a Patreon. Yeah. $5 for Slim Thick. For the Tic Tac crew. $10 for the Slim Thick. And then the VIP Plus is $20. You can talk to one of us with the VIP Plus. So you can find that on Patreon. All right. See you with the next one.